Players would tee up their ball on a little mound of sand. The first peg-style tees were invented more than a century ago, but they didn't really catch on until the 1920s, when one company marketed them aggressively, using professional golfers to promote them. That wooden peg you stick in the ground to hold the ball is almost as important as your golf club. You use a tee on the first stroke of each hole to give your drive shot extra distance. At the sawmill, white birch logs are scaled at the small end. Just one 20-centimeter diameter log yields close to 3,000 golf tees. The logs go onto what's called a step feeder. This conveyor transports them to a debarking machine. Then a slasher saws the log into shorter lengths. The thumper roll, a roller with steel teeth, secures each log to a sharp chain. This holds the log in place as it heads for the saws. Four saws work their magic, carving the 1.4 meter long boards into shorter dowel boards, each measuring 46 centimeters. Then a series of chains lays down the dowel boards in a single file on what's called a molder infeed roll. The molder's two rotating heads transform the rectangular board into round dowels. An outfeed roll drops each dowel onto a belt for several quality control checks. An inspector examines the dowels, removing defective pieces, and setting aside dowels that need more cutting. A single inspector sorts close to 19,000 dowels per hour. They go into racks that hold 8,900 dowels each. Rack after rack now travels into a lathe. A blade whittles the dowel to a preliminary shape. This tool, called a trumpet, moves over the dowel, sculpting the tee's final shape. A blade simultaneously slices the tee from the dowel and forms the cup. The metamorphosis is almost complete, from wooden boards to dowels to tees. Next, the tees go for a tumble in a sanding drum. This cascading action has the tees sanding each other's surface until they're smooth. The slots on this machine separate the good tees from the bad ones and screen out the waste. Long, nail-like bumps on the machine divide the tees so that only one drops down at a time. The tee fits through only if it's perfectly shaped. The rejects and wood shavings roll across the top and land elsewhere. The good tees land in a big bin called a tote. Golf tees come in a few different lengths, but your average one is 7 centimeters long and weighs 2 grams. So a tote typically holds some 100,000 tees. A tote dumper then dumps 2 totes of tees into a paint drum. Small steel flights inside the drum send the tees cascading in a uniform direction. With each turn, they pick up paint. It takes 2 hours and 38 liters of water-based paint to fully coat the tees. Then another 2 hours to dry the paint. A trap door releases the tees onto a vibrating conveyor and into a tote. If these tees will have printing on them, there's still one more step. They get an extra coat of enamel paint to create a smooth surface for the ink. Shiny or matte, plain or printed, the golf tee has sure come a long way since the days of teeing off on a mound of sand.